following podcast will most definitely contain language that will both offend and stimulate. Any situations mirroring your real life are purely coincidental and have nothing to do with you. Calm your tits, sit down, and enjoy the show.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to the Activate LA Radio Show. This is your host, the talented Mr. Funk, along with my friend, Tremaine. What's up, Tremaine?
Oh.
There we go.
I'm special guest now.
Man, we got Sandra over there with the mic, man. Welcome back to the show, man.
Yay, 3 or 5.
All right.
Sandra is loud.
Yeah, man, we're going to share the mic today. Sandra's sharing the mic. What's up, Chris, man? How you doing, man?
What up, what up? What another glorious Sunday, as the DR would say.
Nice, man. Speaking of the DR, what is he doing back there, man? Yeah, he ain't got no just official mic.
Getting it in. Another, as Chris said, you know, another glorious Sunday. Had fun at the event that we just threw.
Only the fresh.
The cool breakdance and pop locking competition. Was happy to be a part of that this time. I missed the last one.
But, you know, you were fighting for the people, bro.
Yeah, man.
You missed it for a reason. Work,
man. You know.
Just sharing a little bit of sorrows with the folks, you know.
You took it to the streets and stuck it to the man.
I was with y'all spiritually.
And, man, I'm going to use our high-tech
special effects for this.
Hold on. Are you about to? We got Ayumi stars in the house.
Hey, everyone. Woohoo!
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Yeah, so how you doing, Ayumi, man? Welcome to the studio. You know, finally we have you.
I know, live. I'm live with you guys, and everybody's awesome in person.
You called in on our last episode, and now you're here in person, so that's cool.
I know, I know everybody. Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you showed her Love Machine? Have you introduced her to Love Machine yet? No? You haven't met
there's
Love Machine?
Love Machine?
Oh, he's right Sandra. Actually behind you. It's actually, right.
Sandra, that's it.
And one behind you, too.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going
yes.
Yeah,
it's mask.
Yeah, that's Love Machine.
That's a Love Machine.
Do you like put it on and like yeah, do your thing? Let's see.
She sounds disappointed. Somebody said Love Machine and then they showed her a mask.
Yeah,
she thought it was a
she
well, I gotta put that on, then I'm the Love Machine. There you go.
Her exact words were, it's a fucking mask.
Hey, let's
fix it's her bottom right here. It has a heart on it.
Try it on. Let me see. Try it on.
Like, y'all promised me a Love Machine in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Did somebody say heart on?
It's a heart on. You guys put that on.
It's not a heart on. It's a heart. I think I was being attacked by some horny demons.
Okay, I'm
here.
The only
I mean, that was some hardcore
here,
disappointment
so yeah.
There.
Yeah, there's a lot of hormones.
Oh, God.
The hormone, I mean, that upset resonated.
So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah, so, man, welcome to the show. You know, we're a little bit late today. You
yeah,
know?
So did you catch a little bit of the freestyle battle we had today?
I did, but unfortunately, I was like 5 minutes late. The battle was over by the time I got there.
Oh, you missed the finale and everything?
Yes.
Chris won.
No, he didn't. Yes. I know who won. Not? It was a girl. Chris is not a girl.
No, big shout out to Sarah Ruppin. She came all the way from Colombia.
Oh my God.
She was from Colombia. Yes.
I met two guys from France. So.
Oh yes. Oh,
wasn't it like a four?
Well, I think so. Or? We got to give big props and big shout out to whoever threw the event on the UCLA message board, because that's where they found out about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know which one it was. It was the UCLA freestyle sessions or UCLA dance team, but yeah, you know,
it was a good turnout.
It was a good turnout. Yeah, we met a lot of good people. We met
a lot of new dancers came. That was really cool.
Yeah, there was an 18-year-old. He was great. He was teaching me how to pop and stuff.
Clutch,
clutch with a K.
I'm gonna have to edit this part. He was 21 and over there.
Oh, no, okay, yeah, he was 21.
What I meant to
say. He lied. Told me he was 18, but really he was 21.
Yeah, he was 21.
Nah, man, it was pretty good. Tonight in the house, we also had Tabo, Sugar Bob. We had Asterix.
Asterix dropping down some hot fire.
And yeah, his records back there. So that's
Cupid's Arrow.
Yeah, he was in the house.
Sound Lab.
Hot fire. Hot Carlo holding it down for how long? 4 hours.
It's like. He did a 16-hour shift right there DJing.
Yeah, the DJ was putting some great music on. Good battle music.
Good battle. Yeah, he's like, man, I'm nervous, you know. Like, I'm like, dude, you're doing great. You know, you're doing really, really good. And, yeah, man, you threw down a little set, too. What did you play?
I got to play my electro vinyl. That was really fun. That was cool. And then it looks like they're doing some popping classes while I was playing, so I felt Don't mess with the music too much. Just let them do their thing. But it was cool. It was a good event. The energy, man. I really felt the energy a lot this one. It was really cool.
And speaking of energy, man, I want to give a shout out to Glow, man. Energy drink. We're going to be.
Glow energy drinks.
They're going to be sending us a couple of drinks, you know.
Oh, cool. So yeah. We're going to start sponsoring. Maybe you can help out with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll make sure to drink them very loud on the air.
On the air. Cracking.
In case you didn't see this, I am drinking a Glow energy drink.
No, it's got vitamins, though, because it's like a, it's got like vitamin D.
It's too late. They've already got to rate.
But big shout out to them, you know. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Ayumi.
Yes.
So,
how is your YouTube channel going?
I got a couple more subscribers. Like, woo!
See, that's what we do.
Remember last time I told you guys I was going to put up videos almost daily?
Correct.
Yeah, except those 2 days that I go see my kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm fulfilling what I said. So today I posted like 3 videos, new videos on my YouTube channel.
And for the listeners, can you give them out your YouTube channel again?
Yeah, it's the Ayumi Stars. AYUMISTARS.
Ayumi Stars.
There it is. Late, you know, but, you know, sorry. So Ayumi was telling me, like, so now you, like, you know, you're doing good. You got most of the subscribers, but you got haters.
I do. Oh my gosh.
I think we all have our haters, so let's go through it.
I didn't even know I had haters until like a few days back, and it was on my Musical.ly. It's like an app, you know, like lip singing and stuff.
Yeah, everyone's coming out with it. Yeah.
I have like 3,000 fans on there. And these girls, they're like 9, 10, I don't know, 12. They're hella young.
Little bullies, huh?
I know. I was like, what the heck?
Cyberbullying, so young already. Look at them.
Shout out to the cast of Mean Girls 7.
So they were like commenting. One of them were like, wrote a whole paragraph, boo, to my video.
How many paragraphs?
Like, I don't know, 10 sentences
but
long?
You're doing something because you know how much effort it took for them to do that whole paragraph. So, true, I mean... Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to give her 20 extra O's to let her know I really don't like it.
Were they like big O's or like little...
They were big, like all capitalized. All caps?
Oh, so she was yelling it at you then.
She was pretty
mad.
Yeah, she was mad at the video. And it was me wearing my workout clothes just dancing. Yeah, I showed a little belly, but... I don't know. She was like, boo.
Boo.
Look at her showing her midriff. This shit is outrageous. I won't stand for
it. Too much skin. Too much skin.
Yeah.
No. And then the other girl, she was like, ew. And then there was a few that said, you must don't have a job because you're on here.
Yeah, but she must not either because she's always watching you.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay. And then the other one was like, oh, the cringe is real.
The what?
The cringe is
what
real.
What is that?
I was like, what the hell is cringe?
That's so, like the, you know, the negative, like if somebody scrapes their nails on a chalkboard and screeches the way you.
Yeah.
That's
a
cringe.
Yeah.
So she was saying that it was
yeah.
I think these are people that are paid, and it's their job to actually.
No, they're around. Little kids. They have their profile picture of like little white girls.
Oh, so you have Skylar hating on you right now.
Shout out to Becky and Beckett.
Yeah, so yeah, it was crazy. And then I didn't know how to deal with haters. So I was like, you know, these little kids.
Oh, you have to just ignore them. You can't don't reply to them because then you're just feeding the fire.
What you could do is you could forward all those unwanted dick pics you had and you could just give them back.
Send them a whole box.
The little girls.
No, I deleted them all. And once I blocked them, they're gone. So
you can't save them somewhere in a little folder?
Hell no. Hey. I can start saving them now and send them to you, Chris, if you want to.
I respectfully decline.
Send them all through WeTransfer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I didn't know how to deal with it. So I was like, let me teach these girls a lesson. So I comment back and say, hey, brat.
You're too nice.
And it was like, hey, you need to like start doing well in school and stop focusing on my videos and start focusing on your homework.
See, you're schooling them.
And then, later on, they're like, sorry, or they take off the comments.
Sorry, no tortillas.
Oh, they apologize?
Yes.
They apologize? That's an internet rarity. I think you really got to them. They might be somebody now. You might. They're like, you know what? Why am I doing this?
So you're getting through to them, see?
I'm glad. Well, anyways, I talked to one of my friends who's used to be like, he is still popular, but like a rapper. and he told me he had his fair share of haters. And
I think anyone putting their stuff out there, you're going to get haters, critique, opposition, whatever. You just got to roll with it. It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he told me just ignore them. And
exactly, because by you replying, you're feeding more into it. And right. Pretty, so ignore them. That's the best advice.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's a lot of stuff going on, you know. Luckily, with the tragedy with the warehouse, you know, and they rest in peace, man. And God bless, you know, their
Wait, I don't think a lot of people know. Like, I didn't even know until you guys told me, like, what happened.
Yeah, well, I'm not 100% like how
it the story was an after went, hours event. Want... Like, and the thing about after hours events, they're not in the greatest shape venues, and the venue you use are run down. The people running it are shady, but there was known fire hazards already. And the promoters, they still used it and they still sold it. And it was a bad situation that no one saw and let get worse.
So do we know how many people went?
I don't know how many people went, but there was 9 deaths.
Oh, wow.
So that's like, you know, any like one person dying at a party is very, so 9 people, that's...
That's crazy.
Very unfortunate. I'm not too sure on the details that much either, but the fact that 9 people died from a party, like a negligence that maybe could have been, because like
the family sue?
Well,
it's an underground. I don't
possibly,
think
it's but the building's owned by somebody that had previously known fire hazards. Yeah. So that's negligence on their part. So it could be something, but I mean, money.
The owner of the venue, yeah, probably.
Money, you know, maybe to take care of the funeral, everything, but this the fact that a person out of your life is gone for something that could have been prevented, that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
And they're saying just bringing focus on the underground scene and the venues that they use, and as far as light on how high prices are just to get a venue.
Hmm.
Like the nice spots. Like
a decent one, right?
A decent one. We started at Marty's? No.
Marty's, yeah. Big shout out to down the street. But, you know, I mean, it's a really a subject that I would like to talk about, but I don't really want people to get all crazy because it's a warehouse. It's when it's an underground, it's not a venue you get like, oh, dude, like, okay, do they have insurance, this and that. Now, I'm just talking about, not this incident, but I'm talking just...
In general.
In like general, the warehouse. Down, so like, I don't want people right now to call in and be like, you know, fuck you, Ray. But usually when people do undergrounds, I mean... Undergrounds, they do undergrounds. I mean,
it's typically illegal.
Those that did want to call in and say "fuck you, Ray," you can call in at 424-777-2423.
Because the undergrounds, I mean, back in the days, they used to cut chains, break into warehouses, just bring a generator, and boom, the fucking underground party is cracking. So, I mean,
base bottom.
Yeah, base bottom. You know, but I guess. The owner posted some stuff about saying about luckily, I'm paraphrasing, luckily his daughters, they were in the hotel and they're safe and he has a big loss. You know, he lost all his money savings.
Oh, he was more worried about the loss of property, yeah, and the loss of the investment versus the people who lost their lives attending his place. And that was the more the controversial issue. And that was the more the controversial issue.
But now, I'm not defending him, but now, maybe he could have just posted the post just because it's his page, and maybe he could have, like, been thinking, some people are saying he's a tweaker, that's what I read, but I'm not defending him, but he just posted the post, maybe, just because...
He was tweaking?
He was tweaking, or
he wants attention?
No, just to post it, but of course, you know, like, you know, in this type of tragedy, you know, you should think more about the people that died, but maybe he shouldn't have posted, you know, what he thought.
Maybe he should have, but his first reaction was like, damn, I just lost all my money. And
yeah, so I just hope the relatives of the people that passed away and died, you know, I mean,
it is okay, a great area on how to, you know what I mean? That is a great area because,
yeah,
man. So. Make sure your place is insured, I guess.
Yeah.
Farmers.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, fuck. There's a lot of warehouse parties that they do, man, that I've seen and I've been to, and I don't think they have insurance, you know. I think there's a lot of warehouses where people have done parties, and you could just tell that that's their last day there, and they got sewing machines and stuff. Like that warehouse in, I don't want to burn it. I'm not saying the warehouse, but around the Greyhound.
Oh, yeah. You know?
They used that warehouse a whole straight month. I went there and they were doing different underground parties, and that should look like they were probably on their last month. And
the bank is about to sort of close on the building soon.
Okay, give me $3,000, do your underground. Yeah, it's sad, but going into happy stories. Tonight was great.
Only the fresh.
It was great, man. It was a great vibe.
Stop playing Tectonics, man. He did a live performance. That was great. Everyone was digging it. That acid, dirty acid edits he had, that was really nice.
Yeah, big shout out to Arturo Mendez, man. He's tuning in. Big shout out to Ernie Cool, man. Yeah. Shit, I'm really sorry I can't reply right away. Yumi starts giving him a shout out. Yeah, hi, she's in the house, finally. Sandro.
What the hell?
Yeah, send him a kiss or something. Nah.
Speaking of loss, there's a... don't got the name on here right now, but the LA Party Radio family experienced a loss recently too as well, right?
Yeah, Dolly. You know, I'm going to get more info. You know, we'll give a shout out. You know, I want to apologize to the listeners and everybody tuning in. We just got here. What was it, like 20 minutes, you mean?
Yeah.
20 minutes, and, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I was like... Switching cables.
So good. I was able to learn some stuff from you.
We're a little off key tonight. We had an awesome show beforehand. It was just one of those nights.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking the couple.
They're super cool. She's super awesome. Yeah.
What are they telling you?
We were talking about South America. How bad I want to go there, and then we started talking about how much we love LA.
Oh, that was cool. You're able to give them a ride.
Yeah, to the train station. Yeah.
That is cool because they straight skate. They were pushing.
Yeah.
Pushed down from the station.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. They were super badass, man. I told them to come to the Virgil Funkmosphere. Do you have them on Facebook, any of y'all?
Oh, shit. I'm actually that. I think I
somebody will have it, though. Somebody will have them. Somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows us has it.
Yeah, because she got down. And then the B-Boy, Sarah, man. He was tearing
Sarah
it up.
From Columbia and B-Boy DM.
That was B-Boy DM. Place.
Yeah. Big shout out to Diesel. They went to the final, right? The semifinal. And Andre came down. He passed to the next level, man. I call Andre Funky Andre because, you know, his dance, he's happy, you know.
Elevate to the next level in the game.
The Beast of Boogie was his name for the
yeah. When did he get
that? Oh, that was it. That was his name. I wrote that down. Beast. that was ill. Sugar Bob, she threw down. That was cool.
She threw down, yeah.
Shoji. We had, we said Clutch already. We had Thomas. That was from France. That was
We had a lot of international dancers. Yeah. It was very unexpected. A lot of people from France. That was really cool.
Yeah, he was dope.
Well, but and then Yumi starts getting the dance lesson too.
From Clutch.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a tutorial.
He was, like, teaching me how to pop.
What was the tutorial? What was it? Let's see what we got.
Oh, let me stream this live. Okay.
Pop quiz, Ayumi.
Let me.
What do you do?
Pop
quiz, making it feel
good.
We
did a lot of leg things. We did a lot of like legs. Well, he did kind of teach me
a lot of
went through the motions. Going through the motions.
The wave.
Yeah.
There it is.
Selena, do the washing machine.
Anything for Salinas.
Yeah. No, so speaking of legs, remember, big shout out to Connect the Dots Ghost Team. Remember, Barbara was talking about the ghost demon, how, like, what's the demon's name?
Shadow Man?
No. But big shout out to Connect the Dots, though.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Connect the Dots. Ghost Squad.
Ghost Squad. Yeah. Maybe they're tuning in. If you guys are tuning in.
You saw something?
In.
Huh? Did you see something?
Oh, no. They've had experiences as well with, physical...
Demons.
Interactions with ghosts. Like, not just, like, you see it, but, like, it's holding you or it's pushing you or... So, yeah.
But their husband...
was on the line when we called you.
Yeah.
They were in the studio.
They're a husband and wife couple, and they go ghost hunting. So they go to old, like, Marilyn passed away at their hotels, at different hotels, and do readings. Go to the Griffith Park in different. I guess LA has apparently a lot of haunted places. So
I bet.
So they go around investigating and getting more.
I'm pretty sure they've been attacked too because they're.
She said, yeah.
Because they're seeking it.
Exactly.
Both of them. Doug said he's.
Do they have like?
Oh, Doug said he has
to.
I didn't know Doug said. I know
arms around him like somebody held him.
Oh yeah.
And then when they let go, he turned around and he's in the warehouse, dead empty. Like, you know, he's doing his patrol shit, and empty warehouse, but he is complete. Not just like felt something hold him, but specifically two arms.
Because I thought Barbara did, but I didn't know.
No, Barbara, both of them.
Okay. I thought it was only Barbara.
Where did they? What's the name of the ghost? The demon. That's not a ghost, but
she called it a shadow man.
No, it's another
incubus.
Oh, the one that rapes girls?
Yeah,
incubus. Yeah, sexual ghost. The succubus is the one that rapes
fellas. Suck you what?
I used to wonder about succubuses, and I used to wonder how that would be a negative experience. And I finally looked it up, and I found out in the mythology their vaginas are supposed to be ice cold.
They're what?
So that's why you need a hot towel.
Yeah, that's why. No.
Shout out to DR having to search for a reason to not like a succubus.
Exactly. So that made sense. Yeah, ice cold. I can see that being.
Everybody's saying it's bad, but I need a deeper reason, baby. This is ice cold. Okay, nah, I can't fuck with
it. Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah,
okay, this is gonna be creepy, but I've seen blood come out of the faucet.
Did you turn it on, or did it just flow from the faucet?
It came out of the faucet.
No, I mean, like, you
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like, it was... No. Like, it didn't just go on. Yeah, like, I turned it on. It was blood. And it was, like, straight up fucking blood.
And then it went to water, or...
And then it was, like, it was dark red blood, and then all of a sudden it turned pink, and then it became water. I thought I was, like, watching a scary movie in real life.
Have you ever...
Have you put any filters in your plumbing system yet?
No, this was at a hospital.
Oh. Oh, well, then you probably went down the
road. But have you ever did any kind of, like, you know, spirit, like Ouija boards or eight balls or any kind of thing?
I did play Ouija board with a friend when I was 15.
Had anything happen before then?
Like, no.
Do you believe this is, like this is, when it happens, is it like, okay, what the fuck just happened? I'm tired. Or do you believe that this is...
Oh, fuck, no. Like, I believe this is paranormal shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, not because I was tired. I was working at a hospital as a nursing assistant.
How old was the hospital? Because I know there's some hospitals, some crazy history, and there's newer hospitals. Was it an older
hospital?
It
was pretty old.
Okay,
so yeah.
It's older hospital,
a community hospital.
Oh, especially a community
hospital. Hotline is now active. We got a new
reason. Caller.
But thank you for calling the Activate LA Hotline. How are you doing, and who are you?
Hotline Blank.
I'm doing fine. This is Clutch from Greenville.
Clutch, we were just talking about you here.
The guy that was teaching out of there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Just recapping on the night. How'd you enjoy yourself?
I actually had a good time, you know. Everybody had positive vibes, you know. Everything was, like, really good, you know. It was really fun. It was, like, a really fun, like, feeling like I had when I first went in, you know.
Dope.
Yeah, Yumi was telling us about the dance class you guys were having.
The tutorials.
I know. He was a great teacher. He was smiling the whole time he was teaching me, and yeah. I was like having this like face like, oh my God.
Well, it was like really fun. Like, that was like really my best time I've had, to be honest.
Dope.
So are you back home right now, or are you guys still driving back home?
Yeah, we just got here. It was too cold outside, so I had to run upstairs, you know, and have to get up the house on the cooler, relaxed on the heater, my bad.
In case you missed it, Clutch's best time he's ever had was at Activate LA.
Only the fresh. Man, you got there early, you know what I mean? You started warming up, so, yeah, man. Tell us a little bit about your dance style.
Well, actually, my dance style, I don't know exactly what my dance style is. I can't explain it. It's like, it's hard for me to explain because ask me what it is.
You
got, like, so I'll just tell you, like, I got inspired by, like, Marquis Scott, Les Twin, my mom, you know. Okay. My mom was a dancer, my brother was a dancer also. So I just took, like, every little bits and pieces from them, you know, and just made it my own. Like, made, like, different, like, styles, you know. Like, oh, I want to crump one day, or I want to do this one day, you know. So it just kept coming rapidly and back to back to back to back. So... And I just ended up with this style.
An amalgamation of all that has become Clutch.
Yeah, man. So we're going to probably be doing it again sometime in February. Yeah, man. So come ready, man. I know you're going to be ready. That's for
I'll
sure.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
No. Woo! Maybe he could teach me more, huh?
Are you going to teach her more or like?
Are you going to do the motions?
Going to I got to.
Yeah. So, do you have a Ubistars on Facebook, or are you like he got your YouTube already too, right?
He's on my Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, cool, man! Yeah. You got to check out her.
And
dance
he subscribed
moves.
To my YouTube channel tonight.
See more followers. Getting more followers.
He's awesome.
Baby, you guys, What is that?
That's Dr. Katz with Feel the Drive.
Oh, that music in the background. I was like, man, is that another ringtone? I don't want to make
that
ringtone.
That synth solo cannot be contained.
Yeah, so are you tuning in right now to through your phone or through your computer on LA Party Radio?
LAPartyRadio.com.
Yeah. All right, my brother, man. Well, thanks for giving us a call, dude. You know, I hope you continue to listen to the show. And Yumi Star is going to talk a little bit about everything tonight.
Stay tuned.
Stay posted.
All right, thanks, guys. You guys have a nice night. Yeah.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That was the first, but
not the last.
Ooh, that was Clutch on the hotline. There we go.
Clutch with a K.
With the K. With the K?
With the K.
Damn.
K-L-U-T-C-H. Like
Clutch.
Clutch.
Like the grapefruit lady.
Just like you said you would.
Yeah, man. DR, any new things going on? Any new stuff popping off?
If there is, my mind will have to. I mean, I got like 4 hours of sleep last night. I was in bed for 7.5 hours. I woke up in the middle of the morning. I couldn't get back to sleep, but so my brain is like on autopilot. But yeah, as it comes back around, I'm sure there's things coming up that I need to share, so I'll do that momentarily. Yeah.
I woke up this morning and I ate myself some apple jack.
Actually, I had some sausage, chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo. You're a gamer, right? DR?
I'm referred to as a retro gamer, but I am hardcore, man. A lot of different things.
Dude, like Sega, the old school.
We had actually, now that you ask, we had a Pokemon event this past Saturday. Ben, the leader of our otaku group.
I don't have a leader. I am my own leader.
That's a reference from Angel, one of our other members. So the first Saturday of every month, we meet up at the library in Little Tokyo. They let us use the conference room. We screen anime and we play video games. And every Tuesday, we meet up there also. And this past Saturday, they had a Pokemon event. I got there late, but I kicked it with the homies afterwards. So that's one thing we had going on.
There's kicking it with the homies.
You mean start got all the Pokemon? I love your fan picture.
Yeah, I was Misty.
You were Misty?
Misty from Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I cosplayed her.
Yeah, I saw the picture that your fan made for you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Misty, it was Ash, and then what's the other guy?
Brock.
Brock, he was always high. I never saw his eyes.
High?
Brock is the name of a Pokemon?
Yeah, he was just a straight line for his eyes, and he was always smiling.
And he's always chasing after girls.
Oh, I missed that Pokemon, but it's cool because Becky's here.
Oh, man. No, and have you guys heard of Twitch? Are you guys familiar with Twitch, the service, StreamServe? No?
Yeah, oh, Twitch, yeah. Twitch. When you have your own,
live streaming.
I know about
it's
it.
More like for gaming.
Sandra probably knows more.
Are you familiar with Twitch, Sandra?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, one of the things that
shout out to Sandra looking at you like, are you not familiar with
No, because a lot of people still, like, you know, not familiar with Periscope, you know, and it's, I love Periscope, you know. Dude, it was about this, gamer, female. She forgot to turn off the Twitch camera.
And what was she doing?
I can see where this is going.
She was taking off her clothes?
No, she logged it into UJizz.com, which is my favorite porn site.
UJizz.com.
No. And I was like, she just started getting off. Not the chair.
The camera was on?
Yeah. And the camera was on. But you know what's a trip, though?
She showed some gamers. She
was, like, doing the whole controller thing.
Was that an accident, though? That might not be an accident.
I don't know, dude.
That's a good segue from...
Did you look at the camera like...
I mean... You know,
she gave her the eye.
No, you know, I like to get information for the show.
So study the footage to determine it.
He did some dirty research.
I had to force myself to watch the whole video.
It's all for the latest. For you guys.
No, right? It sounds like unpleasant stuff.
Oh, yeah, I hate it, dude. So I had to watch the whole thing. And yeah, she comes down with a glass of water. You know, she changes into comfortable clothes. According to what I saw.
Allegedly.
No, dude, she started playing the guitar, bro. You know what I mean? And
slapping the bass.
But you know what's a trip, though? So Twitch was cool. Like, they broadcasted the whole thing. And finally, when she got done, 2 seconds later, they fucking cancel her channel. Like, sorry, but
After the fact.
You dirty son of a bitches, you know what I mean? Like, how the fuck you close the channel right after she's done?
Right.
Like, playing the whole guitar and stuff, you know, so.
Playing the banjo.
That's kind of like leaving after you had sex, isn't it?
Yeah, but some people are saying, like,
shout out to like, love him and give leave him Leo.
Or it's like giving someone a Band-Aid after you've stabbed them to death.
Yeah.
No, so so now they're saying online, you know, that it was staged, that she's doing it for fame. But I'm like, dude, I don't think.
It sounds like she might be a legend by now.
Yeah, now, you know what, I kind of, I'm like, no. Nah,
like granny pants.
I don't think she did it for fame, but then at the same time, like, her putting just the website, you know, like it's kind of like promo. So they're saying probably she's going to go into porn. I don't know.
This is a good segue from gaming into porn was accidentally leaving on.
Yeah. It's just,
hey, would you guys rather see me play Contra or get DP? All right. I guess I got an answer.
You are now proving with us on Activate LA.
No, so it's like for everybody out there, just check your cameras, dude. Put a little tape on your little camera and yeah. Because the internet is crazy.
Or the other alternative is you can keep making the same mistakes. We'll just have to endure it.
There is joy in repetition.
Yeah. Oh, big shout out to MixFix, man. She's tuning in. Big shout out. Call in right now, MixFix.
Call in.
424-777-2423.
Yeah, give us a call. Once again, what's the number? 424-777-2423.
Big shout out to Tits. This is the shit, man.
This is the
shit. It was an acronym, just so you know.
Okay.
She's not like, what the fuck?
Hey, she's not like, right, bro. She's like, tits? I'm the only girl in the room here, by the way.
So it's an all-girl DJ group called This Is The Shit.
Yeah. Actually, MixFix. She's going to call it.
Oh, there's she probably explained it better than I did.
Okay, maybe she can explain it.
Let's take a listen to the new ringtone. Thanks for calling the Activate LA hotline.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Is this Tits? Or like, not Tits, but the crew.
Can you please explain it for me, MixFix?
Yeah, we're telling that Yubi stars. It's like,
and she's looking at me like, what?
So let me, first of all, this is MixFix, this is a Ubistar.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm having fun with these guys.
Yeah, they're a blast.
Hey, let her know about Tits, though.
Yeah, what the hell is Tits?
You don't know what Tits are? Yeah, all right, go
the
for
tits,
it.
Tits are the shit. That's all I got to say about it. You know, there's not much more you can say about it. Self-explanatory.
Like tits, this is the shit.
We like to DJ. We like to throw events. I've kind of been taking a break right now, but, you know, we'll get back on it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have some good female artists come out and all that good stuff. I've been tuning in, listening to you guys. Have a blast.
Oh, man, thank you.
Miss all you guys.
Woo. Miss you, too.
Hey, like you said, this is just a small break. This is not a gone for good. So get what you got to get done and then come on back.
Hit him.
I will do.
What's up? Hit him with your SoundCloud so they can you know.
My SoundCloud is SoundCloud/ Mix and then Fix. You can find me anywhere. MIX PHIX.
X page. Do you have a new one or?
That's my same old one. I'll post the links on the chat and then I got my MixCloud has more new mixes. I'm coming out with a new one I just did at a big gathering. Man, I love me some desert rats, dude. I love going out to the desert. I love the vibe. So I have a new set I'm working on for those guys. And I'll be
have
playing
you been a Moon Tribe party?
Yeah, I love it.
I love Moon Tribe.
I love
some Della.
You know, so.
Dude, nothing like fucking seeing the sun come up in the middle of the desert, fucking frying your balls
off. Yeah.
Cool, I find her tits.
Shout out to these parties sounding like intergalactic federations.
Oh, it is. Man, you're talking.
Yo,
man,
somebody wake up to DR.
You're talking on different dimensions when you meet these people. It's sick. You connect
right?
On different. Yeah, connect on different dimension. When you meet people, you see their soul when you meet these people. Maybe because they're both on acid, but that's what happens.
Interesting. I freaking love it, though. I just love the vibes, and I love how everybody's so inviting and so just understanding of, like, you know, your different backgrounds and stuff like that. So that's why I love going out there. But yeah, I'll definitely, I'll send my links through the comments, and yeah. I'm going to check out Homegirl's links and all your guys' links. Make sure you guys post them up so I can check them out.
Yeah, for sure.
Mix Fix.
All right, you guys. Much love.
Hey, Mix Fix.
What up?
What's your thought about the Oakland tragedy?
Oh, man. Just heartbreak. To be honest, it really sucks that, you know, not only do we as artists have to go above and beyond and struggle to get venues that are, like, top dollar, most, you know, the best ratings and stuff like that. It really just sucks, and it shows, like, it takes some responsibility to throw an event. I feel bad for the promoters, and, you know, they're getting a lot of backlash from a lot of different communities, and it really sucks, you know. But, you know, shit happens for a reason, and I know it's bittersweet, but, you know, sometimes things are the way they are. And it really sucks to say it that way, but, you know, that's life. That's the way life goes. And we gotta take time, you know, and effort when we throw these events, especially when it comes down to safety. I think safety is our number one reason for throwing these events in the bigger clubs. And I know it costs more money, but there's reasons for doing that. And hopefully, you know, more people see that, hey, you know, these undergrounds, you know, you just gotta make sure you check all your corners and your blind spots, because, you know, you never know what the fuck's going to happen, and it really sucks. Yeah, it really sucks, but my heart goes out to everyone. I know how bittersweet what I just said was, but, you know, like, that's life.
No, you just put really some sucks. Truth on the spot on how hard it is for non-top 40. If you're not playing top 40, how it is you're going to get an event, because you're not playing what the promoters want you to play. There's no venues, there's no space for DJs to play what they want to play or what their community to play versus not playing what the DJ or what the business owner wants you to play. You know what I mean? No one wants to play top 40 all the time. You're not going to be in the big club. So we're going to get these grimy spots that we come in. They are grimy when we play at. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, I mean, that's how it started back in the day, fucking the old parties in abandoned buildings. You know what I mean? Or taking your... That's why I feel the desert parties, you know what I mean? Bring a generator.
Yeah.
We're out there.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself. And then you don't have to deal with stuff like that happen in Oakland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's about the community. Yeah, the community looking out for yourself, protecting. I mean, we got to protect each other. You know what I mean? We got to look out for each other.
Yeah.
And that's the same. I'm glad you mentioned the desert, because that is the outlook. I mean, I'm not going to lie, at the desert, you have families. You have fucking little kids, six-year-olds. And the whole party is looking out for that six-year-old. You know what I mean?
You're what?
Like, it's like not a bunch of fucking people, all druggies. No, it's like love. And people are out there for the music. And see, it is a family event. You know what I mean? And then we do get pushed out, and it's hard finding space to be creative.
It's true.
And that's what it comes down to. Finding space and finding a safe space to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have bad examples like this in Oakland. Yeah. Well, that's why we gotta keep pushing the scene.
Yeah, we just gotta stick together. You know, we all divide ourselves and segregate ourselves into subgenre, to, you know, this and that. But I mean, if we all really cared and we all looked out for each other and actually took this as a lesson learned, then I think we'd actually get
there.
Somewhere.
You go.
I mean,
if you gotta look as a lesson learned, like the promoters, you gotta look at it. Yeah.
Yep, all together. We got to be together, because if we're not, shit like this is going to keep happening, and it's not acceptable. You know, we deserve to have our space. We deserve to have these safe places to be ourselves, to be creative. That's, I mean, in general, that's why we live in America. We should be able to have, but it's not like that. You know, all these fine lines and money, and it's not always about that. We just want to have what we enjoy. We should at least have that, because it's hard enough. You know, it's hard enough. So... Yeah, much love to you guys, though. I really appreciate you guys talking to me and stuff. And I hope you guys have a good night. Be safe.
Thank you for listening.
Mix.
Okay. On all right, guys. Much love.
That was tits.
Tits.
So that's tits. So now you know.
Now I know what tits are.
Yeah, Yumi Stars didn't find out what tits were until she came to the Activate LA radio.
That's right. That's right.
Fuck. You guys want to take that real quick first break?
All right.
Right, quick.
Before we do, we like the rest in peace to those nine. There's lost in that warehouse party fire.
That's
as well as was that.
He did a really guilty look at me, like, like.
Shout out to Willie Guilty and the Guilty Gallery.
The Guilty Gallery. Willie
Dynamite. Also say rest in peace to Marie Gallegos, Marie Dahl.
From LA Party.
LA Party Radio.
Yeah, man. It's a sad time, man. Our condolences from the Activate LA Radio Show. And, you know.
The hearts go out.
Yeah.
Life is to be enjoyed. Enjoy it while you got it.
So come to Only the Fresh and get down. And while you're at it, come to Tokyo Beat.
Yeah.
Rhythm and Unts. Oh, every third Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 21st.
And also Carbon. People, come out to Carbon, man. We're bringing people back, man. So next Sunday, it's going to be myself, Carlo, Tremaine, the talented Mr. Funk, and some more guest DJs to arrive. But we're going to be having some, just to let you know, we're going to bring you back 80s, 90s hip-hop, funk, disco. I think I want to try to get some of the Italian disco in there, too.
And plus, also, too, Phase 1 pop-up gallery from Rogue Gallery.
Yeah, Rogue Galleries. I put some stuff out tonight, brought some artwork. Big shout-out to the homie Deshaun, going to pick up an original oil painting I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's going to pick up the Joker piece. That's sick.
Sick.
So, pop-up gallery, Rogue Galleries, coming to a spot near you. And coming up on the horizon, Hustleology be coming through.
Yeah,
that's right. Soon to be official, but you know more on that at another time. But Hustleology is making its way up. Y'all will find out about that in good time.
That statement was made in Jelly Spine.
Jelly Spine mode. He was Jelly Spined up. There he was. We gotta do Jelly Spine show. That's the next one.
I'm still working on these 4 hours. I'm operating off fumes right now. But yeah.
Shout out to the DR throwing up his four like Tully Blanchard for them Four Horsemen.
Did you go to Alvarado House last night or like how was it?
Yeah, actually, you know, I went to Art House Gallery last night, but I went home earlier than usual because I was going to come to the show at Suzerain today. But like I said, I couldn't get.
Side note: he still didn't come to that shit early.
Yeah,
I didn't. I intended to, man. I tried.
He had,
but you know, I come all the way from the valley, but you know.
A wise man once told me road to hell is paved with good intentions.
No, Saturday. I was there Saturday. Friday we did something else. But next Friday is Alvarado. This upcoming Friday is Alvarado
House. Alvarado House.
Alvarez House. Welcome to Alvarez House.
Yeah, y'all gonna like it whenever y'all finally come through. Plate Tectonics was there last Friday. And, he was on the dance floor. Yeah, grooving.
Nah, you can't get nothing on the dance floor.
Don't forget, shout out
to the DR sound like the strip club owner who's like ratting everybody out. Oh yeah, it was, Matt was there last week. Yeah, John came through too. You were like,
nah. Now, Alvarado House is pretty wholesome, man. No closets, no skeletons and closets there. Then again, who knows? It depends on the person, I guess.
The Activate LA Hotline is once again active. But please listen to this ringtone. Fucking ride.
That's Heidi, huh?
Thanks for calling the Activate LA Hotline. How are you doing?
Well, what up, it's Drake.
Yo,
what's up, man?
The Beast of Boogie.
The Beast of Boogie.
Hi, man. Congratulations today, man. You know, you did great.
Throw it down, hey, Andre. Throwing it down.
Hey, man. It was a blast. Had a good time, man. I haven't had that good of a time in a while, man. Of course, Rhythm and Nuts. Always a good time. Always a good time. But,
thank you, man. Yeah.
But, yeah, man. It was definitely a good crowd.
Yeah, I appreciate you rolling out, man. There's a couple new dancers, younger cats out there. We were surprised. Yeah. That was cool. We met some new dancers.
They were getting down, yeah. Big shout out to Clutch. We called him earlier.
Yeah. They were in Colombia, huh?
Colombia.
Man, you guys brought the Aguardiente to the dance floor, man.
And we upped our game today because Dre took part in a three-way of death here.
You
got a crazy three-way going on, Dre. That was pretty sick.
It's like a tits three-way.
What's going on here?
Okay, explain.
So it was a three-way battle because usually one-on-one. Usually one-on-one. But we had an odd number of contestants.
I was messing a little bit. I'm like, oh man, I got to perform.
That's cool. I missed it.
Yeah. When duty calls, you must answer.
Are you? We missed your three way. She heard tits, but you know. Yeah, man. Nah,
you're going to have to show me now.
It was a good time.
Yeah, cool. Yubi wants to show you, for you to show her a three-way. I mean, the three-way.
Shout out.
You got RSVP,
though. You know what I mean?
It's, oh, we got RSVP. Sorry, bro.
You got
an event, right? A page where we can RSVP.
Yeah, it was a lot of guys. It's kind of awkward. And I was like, oh, that way, you know, but, you know, it's a fucking line at least, you know, I guess.
To each their own.
Shout out to Dre drinking his Savion Cabernet with a pinky extended.
With the pinky up.
Oh, man, you know, trying to keep it classy, man, not assy, you know?
Oh, that's how you pronounce that damn word.
I just call it Savion.
Not Savyet.
Yeah, man, so
dude. Yeah, man, it was a good time, though, man. Like,
I really hope for
a crowd and all that, you know? But honestly, like, with the people that were there, everyone was vibing good, everyone was just chilling, having a good time, and it didn't last super long, and you guys weren't drunk, too. So that was great.
We were drunk!
Okay.
I was surprised.
Okay, Dre,
you said weren't drunk?
Make up
That's
your,
not a good thing.
Make up your mind. First, you didn't want us That's to be drunk, and now you wanted us to be drunk. No, we were fucked up on the last.
Yeah, we were pretty fucked up.
Yeah, we were fucked.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would think so.
So you miss us drunk, huh?
Yeah, man. And you know what? I don't even know you when you're sober. You know, you're like priest when you're sober. You know, all of a sudden you get toasty. No, I'm trying to catch up. It comes a wild man, you know?
Shout out to Clean Chris.
Clean Chris. Oh, man. No, but dude, for I know you worked. You have to work tomorrow. If not, I know you would have came to the show, man.
Yeah,
you guys got to come down on for the next one, man. Come to the Dirty Studio, you know, KLPR Studio 11.
You make it sound really appealing. You say, "Come on down to the Dirty Studio."
I'm busy, man. You know, I work for the man. You know, he's got me. You know, he's holding me by the neck. You know, it's what it is. And, you know.
Shout out to the dad in South Park. The dad in South Park said, "They really got my balls in the salad shooter."
You talking about Twig's dad?
Those are my balls, man. Those are my balls.
And a juicer.
Don't get it twisted. He said salad shooter, a juicer, and a vice grip.
Oh, he said it three different times in the episode?
No, three different ways of, but salad shooter, juicer, and a vice grip.
The juicer was the only one I remember. That shit was funny as hell. Me and my boy JD was laughing hard. It was about over 10 years ago, man.
That episode. Yeah,
man.
You said that shit was
2
years ago?
No, but hey, man, but I was just getting a little holler because, you know, thanks for throwing up the
Are you saying you ain't trying to have no phone sex with us or what? Honey, I gotta go back to the competition. Yo, man.
Please tell me your name is Theo from the beat. Name is Theo.
I think the alcohol is working because I feel kind of fucked up now.
Hey, but shout out to Ray for
thanks for the good times, man.
For sure.
I'll see you on the 21st at Rhythm and Nuts inside Tokyo Beat. Next week. Next Sunday.
Shout out to Dre.
Yes, sir.
Some advertising while he called in.
All right, Dre.
All right, thanks for a good time.
Thank you. It was dope. Bye, it was an effort by everybody. It was a dope event. Everybody had fun.
Yeah.
All right,
yo. Oh, man. No, good times. Good times. I'll see you guys in the next one.
That Dre on the hotline.
So that's glow all night.
Yeah.
Keep hydrated. Stay energized.
That's tight, huh? Look, double gold medal, man.
Feel great in the morning.
Best of the class, 2016 Los Angeles International Spirits Company.
Is that a double B for double gold medal?
Yeah, man. It's delicious. It's got vitamins.
I think it has vitamins.
Only five
sparkling
calories.
Hydration. There you go.
Only 5 calories.
No sugar.
Glow Energy does not have 5 on it.
Is it dirty?
We're going to make it dirty.
Yeah, we'll make it dirty.
We'll make it dirty.
We'll make sure you certify it. You know, like, what is that dirty?
It's going to be dirty glow when we're done with it.
Yeah.
Dirty glow.
Yeah, so guys, go make sure you visit.
Hey, what's milk thistle?
Oh, that's a nice vitamin that I think has something to do with your sleep cycle.
So it helps you sleep, relax, and all that. Yeah, so it's Glow Premium beverages.
Used to protect the liver. So milk thistle has something to do with liver.
Oh, so I can get fucked up and drink this. That's good.
That's good, so you drink it to rehydrate
after? Yeah, like after you party, you know.
For the help of the crudo, right?
Yeah, like, you know, after you go to carbon, you know, you get all like crazy, you know, carbonites. You listen to that funk.
Product place.
Phase One, Tremaine from Activate LA, Carlo, they're DJing, and you get all fucked up. What you do next day, you go ahead and get that Glow.
Rehydrate with that Glow.
Premium beverages, and that's glowbeverages.com. We're going to come back. You guys know how quick, right?
Right quick.
Shout out to the DR Meditating. Oh, man. Jelly spine.
And we're going to come back and, get to know Yumi Stars a little bit more and maybe get some calls.
You guys know a lot about me already.
Now, we're going to talk about your... She's got new demons now. Yeah. Yeah, right? You said you saw new shadows.
Man, that's crazy, dude.
KOPR Studio 11. We are back. Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Activate LA Radio. If you're just tuning in, we've been live for a while. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday. Every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on LAPartyRadio.com. And don't forget also too, every Wednesday morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. UK time. On IdentifyRadio.com. That's right, Jermaine, man. We're on IdentifyRadio.com.
Activate LA.
What about that new ringtone, though, man?
What about that new Ayumachin?
Oh, Ayumachin.
Ayumachin.
Yeah, if you guys missed it so good.
You just missed it.
I know. You guys should have seen it. It was hilarious.
So, Ayumi Stars.
I think we got your new cosplay outfit. Yeah, the Ayumachin.
It made me 10 times more. To be? It made me hella sexy.
Hella.
She's all like, let me try this love machine. And I was like, no, it's a mask.
What is this love machine you guys talk about?
So Yumi Stars is now, she goes from cosplayer to YouTuber, and now to luchadora.
Luchadora.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. A lot of crazy shit was going on, you know, off the air. I was just cracking up.
You guys
up.
Had to be there. It was crazy.
Right quick.
Josh was there. You know how crazy that guy gets. It was crazy. Seth came in. It was crazy. You guys really should have seen it.
It's on your Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's up there now. Yeah, so.
Behind the
people
scenes.
People can see it then.
Oh, shit. On you guys are going to watch it and realize it's the same fucking people you're listening to right now, just on video.
I got to give it to you. It was a good reenactment, though. I'll be honest with the with
you
the listeners.
You made it so obvious. You're like, oh, we're going to put this mask on now.
This shit was loose, right? It just fit her like... Yeah, man. So don't forget, Wednesday, December the 21st, we have Rhythm and Nuns inside Tokyo B. That is
Rhythm and Nuns of 2016.
Damn. And January is going to be our first anniversary with
LA Party Radio.com.
Wow, already.
It's going to be a year of being live on LA Party
live
Radio.
Live every Sunday.
And I think March is going to be our second anniversary of doing the Activate LA radio show. So, yeah, man, fuck.
We got 3 years coming up, I think March or April for Tokyo Beat as well.
A lot of anniversaries.
Yeah, man.
Good thing we don't have to buy gifts or I'd probably be fucking up.
Yeah, man.
What's Tokyo Beat?
You don't know about Tokyo Beat?
No.
That's our home base. That's our church.
I just moved here.
You ain't gonna learn.
Okay,
today.
Well, I'm gonna show you Tokyo Beat. We're gonna show you Tokyo Beat. Best ramen in LA.
Oh, the ramen's really
ramen's
good.
Great.
I love LA ramen.
Do you like to sing?
I love to sing, but I can't sing.
There's karaoke.
Yeah, no.
You can wear the mask.
Okay, yeah, I could do karaoke.
And there's karaoke. And then you have the Active LA DJs putting down that nasty funk.
Oh, cool. Dirty funk.
Dirty funk.
All right. Funk, I'm into dirty.
Dirty hope so. Funk.
Speaking of fucking DJs.
Oh. What's what that smell? Did somebody take off their socks? That's some dirty funk.
Oh, man.
But that's our home base of the events that we throw in.
Located at 319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California. California. Little Tokyo in the Tokyo Mall.
What's the...
The third Wednesday of every month.
You're asking too many fucking questions. Tokyo Beat.
Security. Oh, man. Yeah, but so it's gonna be not this Wednesday. I'm kind of lost.
No, no, because it's gonna be the third Wednesday, but the third Wednesday falls in the fourth week, so it's like, you know. It's
pretty because this month the first was on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So
you gotta carry the one.
What day is that?
Like the 21st.
21st.
Wednesday the 21st.
Okay. Yes.
Like Christmas day.
Let's get technical and go for December 2016. The 21st of December.
Okay.
Third Wednesday of every month, Rhythm and Nuts, baby, a Tokyo beat. Let's do it.
You guys didn't see it, but the DR was pointing for you.
Was he? Nah. You mean hit him up with your YouTube and let them know, you know, right now listening to the show. I'm sure a lot of people listen to you, the previous show where, you know, we interview you and everything. But mm-hmm. now that you're live, break it down. You know, there's no ghost. Interfering with the hotline.
There's
you know?
No ghost now, so I've been praying a lot before I go to bed, so I haven't seen anything, knock on wood, but yeah. And
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
And somebody at work gave me an amulet, like a protective one, so I carry it and I put it.
Is it like a crystal or like?
No, it's like a little like coin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. What's that?
No, so that makes sense. I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I haven't seen anything since then. No. So
shout out to E Pluribus.
She was like, "Oh, I don't know why I have this, but I feel like I need to give this to you." And then she gave it to me when I told her the story.
Is she like a Christian or?
She's Catholic.
Catholic.
Yeah, she works with me. Yeah.
Oh, cool. But you're Christian now, right?
I'm Christian. Uh huh.
Yeah. But what do you think about Catholicism? Because like, Christianism goes against
Catholicism and Christianism.
I'm still learning the religion really, and I feel like I'm still like a baby in it, so I can't really make that, you know, like answer or conclusion that which one's better. But I know that Catholic people, they believe in saints. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Christians, they believe in no saints. It's just God. So I respect other religions. If people want to be Catholic, they can. If they want to be Christians, they can. But so far, everything's pointing toward Christianity for me.
Yeah. That's.
So if that's where I'm heading, then that's where God wants me to be, then I'm going to be a Christian.
There's room for everybody.
Yeah, right. So after we're done talking about religion, you want to switch to politics?
I don't know.
At this point, aren't politics already thrown out the window with everything? I mean.
I was joking. We don't have to talk about politics.
I was like, please don't. Please don't.
Everything's thrown out the window. There's nothing you could do now. It's like, just write it out.
No, I was actually going to ask you, Leo, because, you know, like, what's going on out there right now? Are you still single, or are you...
Oh, his escapades. Yeah, yeah. Leo's escapades.
We haven't had the, you know, Leo's, like, you know...
It was for a fucking reason. It's none of your business.
Let's let that one...
He's seeing somebody.
That was not a no.
Sounds to me like he's working it out.
Star saw straight through that.
He's still working it out.
Let's that one on
somebody's still getting it together.
He's getting our jittity.
Intimately.
He's getting what?
On the romantic tip.
What is it?
She's sitting beside him and she can feel him vibrating right now.
Keyword is vibrate.
Let's let that one simmer for a bit.
Leo is right now regretting that he ever said anything.
Yeah, because I learned my lesson with Tatiana, man. I didn't say shit.
Oh, you said her name.
No, that was the last lady. I told you that was.
That's cool. Yeah.
The only reason he brought it up is because he's like the hero in the laundromat, like fucking rescue and shit. He's like, I protected him. So that's probably wrong.
It's not the hero of that story, that's for sure. No, this, yeah, no, fuck. I'm not saying shit.
No, you almost got him.
Like, they let him talk. That's why I was so quiet. I was like, squeezing my leg. Like, I was like, shut the fuck up, Rick. Let him talk.
Just set the mic beside him. He's going to pick it up. Watch it. Don't look at him.
I don't know, but who listens to the show, man? I want
to give shout out to Leo, not knowing about the people out there.
So, how did you meet her?
Oh.
I'm actually glad you asked the question.
I'm not making any assumptions.
Him. How'd you meet her?
How did you meet her?
I'm not giving him any.
Wait, so it's not a her?
What? Just don't worry about it. Gender equality for all. You know
what I mean? Yeah, it's cool.
Ginger equality.
Somebody all the wires. Him or it. Yeah.
Shout out to what was it, my man from Tropic Thunder, Al Pacino. Hey, what's her name, man? Nate.
Hey.
Shout out to Al Pacino and his Bustin' Nut energy drink.
Booty sweat.
Was it booty sweat?
Booty sweat.
Booty sweat. Okay. Yeah.
Booty sweat. You're like, booty sweat? Are you familiar with booty sweat? She's like,
clueless.
For those of you that hadn't seen Tropic Thunder, that went straight over your head. Act booty. Like you never heard it.
Yeah, I'm like, booty sweat. I'm like,
okay, man. Dead. I will watch it.
Boy, you shredded like a julienne salad. Give me that fucking map.
You know, speaking of movies, the movie I want to check out is that movie Split. You know, I played it.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
What do you think?
What is the premise of that? I haven't seen that.
The trailer was pretty fucking creepy.
Break it down for Greasy.
So from what I saw when I wanted to go see, I think it was a Fantastic Beasts the other week. So pretty much it seems like this guy who has split personality disorder is kidnapping this woman. And it seems like the film takes place as with the women in captivity and how they're dealing with their captor having split personality disorder. Everything from the psychopath who kidnapped them to like a child to a woman all over the range, like, and they're older. Interacting with these various personalities trying to escape this guy's wherever they have him kidnapped. And there's this one scene where like they're talking with like the child personality. And I'm saying this is in the trailer, so I'm not going to spoil. But this one scene was just really creepy in the trailer. Where, you know, they're talking to the child of this split personality, and they're saying, like, oh, there's a window? He's like, yeah, I know there's a window. He's like, oh, you know, show us where the window is. Show us the window is. And the kid, he goes, shows like a drawing of a window on the wall.
Yeah, I got this. He's like, huh, you thought I was retarded.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you thought I was going to show you a real window. So you want to escape? Yeah, I forgot. No, I can't let you escape. And it's just like the face and it's like the reaction of the women in his face was like, oh, shit. Like, these girls are just about
Splits.
Watching YouTube with us.
Oh, so he kidnaps them when they're going to their car?
Oh, somebody dropped their surprise.
Hey, pardon me, sir. I think you have the wrong car.
Who are you?
This is interesting.
Split.
Get out of here, Hedwig.
Professor X going nuts.
I'm telling you.
So I have a question. If it's not split personality, could it be possession from different spirits?
Because
there's no way a split personality would have 23 different personalities. Unless he's possessed with 23 different spirits.
That's a lot of splitting.
Yeah,
I think they should have called this movie Splits.
It's kind of interesting what they say about, like, you know, like, he has everything
in
his mind.
Why did you choose that frame to freeze it?
No, but he says according to the way he controls his mind, he changes his body. So it's kind of like,
oh, that's
crazy.
Right. There is a supernatural, right? More of aspect to this film, rather. So
So he says, oh, wait, you guys.
Well, I think she hit it. It is more possessive than.
Watch, check it out. Here we go.
It's less.
An individual with multiple personalities can change their body chemistry with their thoughts.
Someone's coming for you.
Are you saying change your body chemistry?
Yeah.
He's actually these people.
With thoughts.
Oh. So when he's the woman, he generates more, less testosterone or...
Ray, you want to pause real quick? Yeah, so I would say the split personality is a side effect of the fact that he has so much control over his body chemistry.
Oh,
he doesn't have a natural split personality disorder, which I don't think the record
he wants
anywhere
these.
That high.
He's actually controlling these to come out,
right? Yeah. And it's according to, for the trailer, it's like he doesn't yet realize he has this full capability of his body. But like in the trailer, if you watch it, you know his body physically changes in order to slightly match the characters that he is.
I saw him flex his shoulders, but when he put on that turtleneck and skirt, he was still a fucking dude.
He didn't get the
Asuracia.
He didn't have any tits,
right? No tits.
What are
you looking at,
Ubisoft? At least the wig, bro. He didn't even try. Come on, what the fuck are you doing? He's a wig? Come on.
Don't you want to
I agree
fuck
with you, though.
and they did it on purpose because they showed you from the bottom up. And then when you see your face, like, oh, what the fuck? Get out of here.
Get a Buffalo Billy like Lee Rocker Bill.
Would you fuck me? I fuck me. It put the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. I understand now.
Rub the lotions on the skin.
The brother-in-law.
Shout out to the DR correcting me to get it rubbed.
Hey, DR.
Is it June again?
Is that movie out already?
I do not think so.
Oh, January.
January, yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, that's not the one to show at the movie theater, though. That's not the trailer to show at the theater.
Yeah. Another.
His last movie was dope. The Visit. It was his first good movie in over 10 years, I think.
Hey, that one with the fucking plants, people fucking put him on the fucking fire squad for that.
The Happening, yeah, that sucked.
The Happening, yeah.
But that wasn't as bad as The Lady in the Water or, I think, that last Airbender and A.E.
Lady in the Water the Village, too?
Lady in the Water sucked.
That was Homeboy in the hotel, right?
Some kind of thing.
Yeah, I forget. Paul Giamatti, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's okay. The only good thing about the film. But.
Wait, what's A.E.?
What was it?
A.E.?
After Earth.
Oh,
Will Smith and his son. Yeah, the general consensus, yeah.
Oh, okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
But his last film was dope. The Visit was really good.
The Visit.
It was really good, yeah.
The Happening.
Was that with the...
With the two kids visit...
The grandma.
Yeah, you saw that?
Supposedly grandma, yeah.
Yeah, saw that, yeah.
The other good movie out there that I heard is okay. It's Nocturnal Animals. It's about this lady. She's like a writer. She's she's writing her novel and everything, but everything that she's writing on her new novel, it's becoming true. Oh. So it just gets to the. It's kind of that one gets freaky, because in the novel, her husband in the novel, like starts getting like all crazy psycho. So as soon as she's like done reading the novel, like automatically she goes back to reality. So she's like trapped. I like like thrillers a lot. So
yeah, no, Ray, do you ever watch any happy movies? Like you see that Moana?
Which one?
Like, Moana. Moana.
That's a good movie. Like, I took my kids and loved it.
It was good.
What is it about?
It's about a Samonian princess. And yeah, so she was like born to be the next chief, but then her passion was always the water and her parents wouldn't let her go to the water. So she's supposed to, I don't want to like spoil.
No, so it sounds like the opposite of Little Mermaid. She wanted to get out of the water.
No, like it was really good because like it was always exciting. There were some scary parts that my kids cover their eyes because there's like monsters in there.
What was like some scary?
Yeah, like she goes into this monster realm and like it's creepy creatures there and stuff. But no, like I like the whole moral of the movie because like it teaches you never give up on your dream. If you have a calling, go for it. So that was her calling, her destiny.
How was the plot different from Brave? I don't know if you've seen Brave.
Yeah, I saw Brave.
How was it different from Brave? Without giving too much spoilers, I would say. That seems like the synopsis from Brave almost. But maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, well, Moana didn't turn into anything.
Ah, okay.
And she didn't like follow. She did follow the water, which was similar to Brave. Mm-hmm. Brave follow. You know, that little creature. Right, yeah. But let's see. I know nobody died in Brave, right?
Oh, well, you don't think it's like the too much detail. So right, I'm just curious. Right. Because I was like, wait, make sure Pixar isn't like recycling plot lines, just changing like Ireland for like, you know, Pacific Islander. Excuse me, Scotland for like Pacific Islander or like water with like other things. So I was just I'm wondering if like, have I seen this film before?
No. It's really unique. Like you get... really into it, like Brave, you don't get sucked into another realm, you know. So it was interesting. Like I cried.
Wow! Shout out to Ethnic Animation.
I cried twice.
You like? If you guys haven't had the chance to see the Pixar exhibit at the Science Center, where you pretty much go through the process of like how they actually create the films at Pixar.
Pixar, Pixar?
Oh, sorry, Pixar.
Pixar,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
S in there. So they're
doing, like, an exhibit?
Yeah, there's an exhibit at the California Science Center. Down by, you know, the Coliseum and the, was that the History Museum?
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's like $10, I think, more to get in.
That's pretty good. No, but I'm interested to check out that exhibit. That'd be cool.
I learned a lot. And they show you what, like, you know, what the people do. They show you like, what, like, the Pixar Studios looks like inside, which is pretty fucking awesome. Like,
because when I was starting to go to college classes and stuff, that's when the whole, like, Pixar, like, Toy Story, all that stuff was coming out. And I was going for animation. And I was so like, fuck computers, fuck Pixar, fuck that. I was so mad that they're going away from the old school cell animation, but I miss like that traditional work. So I was like, I was anti-Pixar for a minute. Then I was like, oh, okay, there's a future, and then you see it, and now I appreciate it. But at first, I remember being like, Pixar was like the fucking devil, because it was like taking out all the old, like, old school ways of animation.
Right, yeah. If you want to go to, you have to stick with either TV or go to, like, Japan in order to get something that's still heavily on sort of actual written animation. Not even in America, because I don't think anyone in America actually does feature length hand drawn.
Exactly. Like
even 90%. Like, the only company, only place that really do that are, like, well, certain feature films, like certain foreign feature films.
That's what I miss about the old school Disney films, because they're all hand drawn.
Shout out to the rotoscope.
They don't do that anymore?
No, everything's digital. Oh man, everything's maybe.
For the most part, a lot of
maybe the cartoons, hand concept maybe, but then everything's refined and digital. Yeah.
A lot of cartoons are the basic drawings are hand drawn, but a lot of the stuff in between are computer generated filler. In order to actually find something that's like hand-drawn, you know, 90% hand-drawn, you have to go to like some like Disney feature-length film like Princess and the, like if they even do that in Princess and the Frog, but like some like Studio Ghibli type shit, or like some really high-end Japanese anime, or some like random French animation film that's like winning a Sundance Award. In order to get something like that.
They got rid of by Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah,
that sucks. But they got rid of all of them on ABC, on Fox.
The Saturday morning cartoons don't exist anymore?
No,
they don't
and
exist.
And that's what's wrong with the future.
And that's wrong with millennials. They didn't give them the cartoons.
Just one of many things.
Hold on. First off, let's back this up.
One of many things.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, I'm millennial. Like, there are definitely summer cartoons.
Hey, hold up, motherfucker. You talking about me?
One of the major issues, though, was like a lot of those studios got bought out by the same. They sort of like merged all together. And so there wasn't that diverse competition where like five different shows had something going on.
They should monopolize the digital industry.
And just like there's not that. The animation, the golden days of 90s, early 2000 animation just passed. Like that's pretty much what it was. It just passed, and there's no incentive anymore.
Well, the golden days were the late 80s and the early 90s, but yeah, that was before Cartoon Network.
Like TV cartoons, not movies. But I would say that the golden days of TV cartoons were the
Tiny Toons and Rescue Rangers and all that, and Batman animated series, X-Men the animated series, and
Gargoyles. Whoever is Gargoyles.
I could never fuck with
this
that.
This is going like nostalgia, nostalgia time now.
Shout out to the Animaniacs, though.
Yeah. Weren't we just talking about Animaniacs, too? Oh, right. We saw two pigeons going at it.
Wait. How do we transition? And I missed this? No, I'm just kidding.
The three pigeons?
Good Feathers, or what was it?
The three-way?
Three-way. Yeah, the three pigeons. I remember that.
You know, you thought I was funny. I look like a joke to you?
I vaguely remember. Yeah, I remember those pigeons.
And
we saw remembering? Vaguely.
And we saw some gangster ass pigeons going at it, but we didn't know if they were going at it or it was a mating ritual. We don't know which one it was.
Are they fighting?
I thought they were fighting until like the seagulls gathered in the other group. The two pigeons that were fighting became very bickering. Close. Oh. And they weren't fighting anymore. Like, hey, we might have to go.
Yeah, Animaniacs was like spiritually a predecessor to Tiny Toons, or the opposite of a predecessor. Successor.
Tiny
Toons went places, but Animaniacs went a whole other area.
I guess in a sense, yeah, there were innuendos in Tiny Toons also, though.
Ren and Stimpy, what about those?
Ren and Stimpy.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is something else entirely.
Yes.
Shout out to Powdered Toast Man.
Oh yeah, damn. Okay, wait. Has anyone seen this new latest season of South Park?
No.
Wow. Damn,
I saw the member berries.
Okay, because like this is exactly what's going on. Fucking like, remember the 80s? Remember the 90s?
Remember Ren and Stimpy? Yeah, I remember.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you got it. You got to watch the latest season of South Park. I can't even do it.
Okay.
It's all about like random styles and shit like this, because like all these reboots. So
these motherfuckers have really been going on for like at least 20 years, right? Has it been 20 years for South Park?
Season like 18?
97? So, okay, it's coming up 20 years.
This is South Park's 20th season, but it started in 97. So I think it's 20 years. Yeah, next year.
That's crazy. And they've always... Has there been like critically panned seasons, like, oh, this was just a bullshit
one. Oh, yeah, of course.
There's been a couple of those, sure. Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's always mixed, but, you know, South Park definitely. These seasons have been hit or miss now, but, you know, it's so hard.
Big, I saw small, yeah. Very, very small.
It's hard to do a show for that long and keep it spiced up.
Simpsons. Up
for so you long. Need a sheet of walk? You need a sheet of walk?
Awesome. Very difficult.
I love The Simpsons.
Simpsons has been around way...
I just love The Simpsons Halloween specials. That's makes my Halloween, seeing the Halloween specials.
They're coming up on the 6,000th episode?
No, okay, no. The only thing placed at 6,000 episodes, like the random Japanese cartoon from like the 60s. Lucy, I love Lucy. No one has 6,000 episodes besides this.
600 episodes.
Yeah.
600. Wait, so throughout all these fucking years, it's only been 600? I know they've been around at least since 1989 or 90. For sure, because they started
88, Tracy Holman.
Old Tracy Holman, yeah. So they were.
Because South Park hasn't even hit 300 yet. South Park did their 200th episode couple seasons ago. South Park is too, to weekly.
Well, because these shows are seasonally, they don't do something every single week throughout the year.
Yeah, there's only like 12 episodes a season. Right. I don't know how The Simpsons
That's why they don't have.
South Park is now 10 episodes a season. It used to be 12.
Shout out to Leo saying 6,000, that's impossible. You shut the fuck up.
No, because it's not impossible. There are certain Japanese Leo shows that have been around for like decades. That have reached like the multiple thousand.
You have to stop counting.
Oh, okay. To Wikipedia. Let's.
We've got a.
Now we got a.
Brain versus brain.
No. Here you go.
Actually, on the contrary, so I challenge you.
But I know Conan's like 900 episodes, and that's about it.
No, because One Piece has like. Okay, I don't. Okay, you
One
guys.
Piece has 700 episodes, like.
Yeah. He's struck a nerve.
The anime innards have just came out all over the floor.
He's smiling, you talking.
you
woke him up. You woke him up.
Don't you misquote One Piece, you son of a bitch.
Man, I hate getting old, man. I had to walk out because I got a fucking cramp again, like nasty.
He didn't want to cry in front of us.
Oh, man, practically. I was like, yeah. Like, please make a leave. Go away. Dude, that shit sucks. I feel better, though.
Shout out to Ray now doing the show standing.
Yeah,
and maybe you should try that. Actually, it's not healthy. If you do stand up,
what?
Standing up doing the radio show.
Oh no,
Ray, you look like you're about to sing.
Ray's gonna drop those hot bars.
There you go, man. 13 minutes before we close the show, man. I want to give a shout out to
13 minutes, and then we could put you guys out of the misery.
Yeah. Nah, man, I'm sure that they're having fun. Big shout out to everybody that called in today, everybody that came down. Sandro, man, thank you for coming down. VR, you know.
Of course, man. Always happy to be here.
Yeah, I brought the pizza and everything. And Rhythm and Nuts on the 21st of December. That's going to be the last one that we're going to be having, you know. So it's going to be...
XL Middleton's
going to be playing. Yeah.
Nice.
XL Middleton, David Cornejo.
David Cornejo.
Hilarious.
If you're just now joining us on Listening to Musically with us, we're talking about the Musically Grandma. She's funny as fuck.
As fuck. Yeah.
I'm lost as
Wait, so
fuck.
Can you describe this? Was it an app?
It's an app.
And that does what?
It's like you lip sync and dance and stuff.
Does it time your movements to the music?
Yeah, it does. Actually, like, it's 15 seconds long. It's not really long. And, like, you could do a slow, fast, or whatever. The video could be super slow. The video could be super fast.
We'll shoot one at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little short
And then run. You can do, like, mannequin challenge on there, too. I did a couple ones with my friends in San Francisco. That was fun.
You know what? Let's do a mannequin challenge, too. I've been wanting to do that, you know.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that at the end of the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot it. We did a crossover with Champagne and Explosion and the Twisted One, and also to Dusty and Heidi show. Are you looking forward to doing like a YouTube crossover with any YouTubers?
Somebody told me to like get all of my best Musical.ly videos and put it together and put into a YouTube video.
Oh, do like how they do the best?
Yeah, lines. But it's gonna be a Yumi Stars. The best of a Yumi Stars, and then. Yeah, some of them are funny, some of them are crazy, and some of them are just whatever.
other than your little bullies that you have now, what's been like the
somebody asked me, okay, so if you're really good on Musical.ly and you have like over 25,000 fans, you get crowned. Mm-hmm. Like they How put a that? Crown on your profile so people know that you're really good Musical.ly. And what? So I had a couple of people comment and leave comments and say, I love you, or they'll say, oh, you should be crowned because we love your Musical.ly videos. And some of them actually say, like, oh, you're pretty, you're super pretty. Or they'll ask me, oh, where did you get that? You know, like, they see something in my video and they're like, oh, where'd you get that? So, yeah. I do have some lovers besides haters.
Lovers? little haters. I'd say I definitely have some. She's got little haters.
Like three. I got tiny haters.
Like 9-year-olds.
I could practically be their mother. Like, they're freaking old. I mean, I'm old.
They're old.
They're young.
That whiskey got you all fucked up.
Okay.
No, they're like 9'7". I'm 33. I could, you know.
Cause, no, because Leo missed it. So she was talking about, like, now she's got a hater.
What month are you again? Miss Ayumi? What month are you?
November.
Oh, yeah, Scorpio.
No, Sagittarius.
Oh, yours just passed. Okay, happy, yeah, happy belated.
My birthday was on Thanksgiving.
Ah, happy belated.
That's why I'm like free spirited.
We cooked a turkey for you on that day.
I know, everybody did. It's an honor. Thank you, you guys.
Yeah. Like a
Sagittarius.
Like, invisible turkey. I think there was tamales.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Hustleology, you guys got the shirts printed.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Hustleology is soon to be official, man. We have more coming. More info on that in the subsequent episodes, man. I will direct y'all to our pages that we're putting up.
Subsequent.
That, yeah. So stay tuned for Hustleology.
Hustleology.
So philosophy, ideology, and some apparel coming to you.
The girl.
Nah. Oh, speaking of, actually, if you haven't watched South Park, they did a there's a SpaceX episode where Carmen and I forgot the girl's name. They're taking a tour of the SpaceX facilities, and it was actually, this was two episodes ago, I think. Yeah, I think about two episodes ago, and it's actually fairly accurate. Besides all the really nonsensical, whimsical stuff,
it was all the bad shit is not true, but everything else is pretty accurate.
Yeah, like it's like pretty much exactly what it looks like inside. You know, we don't actually build Teslas in there, but other than that, it's pretty cool.
Shout out to Elon. Now wondering who snitched. Who did I let in here that got all this info?
Yeah, it's funny because, well, Elon actually voiced his character on South Park. For this season, he voiced his character. If you watched the last season or two seasons ago where like he was like really like a Tesla thing, that was not him. But yeah, no.
Shout out to Elon taking offense and saying, let me show you how to do this shit right.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Got to see my my shit on TV, so it was pretty nice.
Shout out to Rosario Dawson getting hella checks.
Oh, yes, she is. Huh? I didn't know she was even in the location. Oh, you did come over from the Daredevil, so that was cool.
I love Marvel. I cosplay some of their characters.
Yeah?
Like what?
I was Black Widow when I went to the San Francisco Comic Con.
Oh.
So my next one is gonna be Psylocke.
Well, Psylocke, that's gangster. X-Men. That's tight.
The classic blue.
What do you have?
Yeah, the blue and the purple wig. Yeah. I got the purple wig. I'm still waiting for the costume. Oh yeah,
Psylocke. So you're doing it right. Doing it justice.
I gotta work on the armor.
As long as you've got the wig.
Damn. Is Cable in the X-Force?
Yep. He's on the Cy Spurrier. He's on that one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm confused with someone else.
No Wolverine. No. It's got Marrow. Psylocke, Domino, Phantom X.
Domino's cheese.
Shout out to Domino's cheese.
It never ends.
Yeah, and then not in terms of like not like superhero things. My sister and her wife, they got us hooked on Last of Us. This Is Us, which is a show on NBC, which is like a drama. It sounds like really, because it's not funny, it's not comedy, but like we binge watched all 8 episodes, right? Mm. Right up to there, because it was, the writing was that good.
Wow.
Yeah, like, and usually because I avoid that stuff, like the play, because like I don't want to be sad, and like I don't want to have like feel good moments, but like the twists were really good. And it didn't seem like you're like watching a Lifetime drama.
Okay, right? Okay.
And the characters were really powerful, and it's hard to describe. Like the writing was just some of the best I've seen.
This Is
in
Us.
A while.
Did you binge? I binged on Stranger Things. That's what I binged on.
I'm going through the Netflix thing right now. Right now I'm on BoJack Horseman, so like I was trying to catch
BoJack
up.
BoJack Horseman.
BoJack is the shit.
Yeah.
BoJack's my man.
Yeah, so that's excellent.
I love because it's based in the city, and it's
it's still relevant, and it's like,
yeah, it's based in LA.
It's based in LA. So the shit you see it in a, oh man, it's just funny.
This show is cool, but is there a reason why he's a fucking horse?
But then they describe like the people.
Shout out to his manager being a fucking cat.
Well, it plays so well because each people's like characters is like their animal. It like the animal is that person, and it's just.
And the funny thing is, I love the fact that they don't even like reference it. Like it's not even weird. Right?
Like peanut butter, like how he's the dog, and he's just like the fucking.
Hey, that dog reminds me of fucking Poochie from The Simpsons.
Poochie's the dog, right?
Yeah, that was Homer.
Didn't Poochie die? Or there was a dog that died, and was it
Dinosaur Helper?
Yeah. Are you talking about a Family Guy?
Oh yeah.
Wait, did he come back to life?
Brian? How the fuck?
Brian?
Yeah. How the fuck does he come back to life?
Right.
Yeah. It's a cartoon, bro.
Oh. Okay.
He ain't gonna die.
But did you die though?
No.
I love Brian. He's super smart.
Brian's a shit. I love Brian.
Is Brian the little kid or?
That's yeah.
Think about it.
Brian's a dog.
Practically, yeah. I mean. Oh man. Man, once again, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We got 8 minutes, but it's been fun. It's been good. It's been a long fucking day.
Long.
Shout out to Final Fantasy 15.
Long day style.
Oh, hell.
I want to say a shout out to all my fans for supporting me and helping me through everything.
shout out to David.
David, Gibbs, and Red, they've just been really supportive. And you guys, Ray, and everybody. I met a couple of new people today, and I'm, you know, it's been fun. And I hope, like, I feel like everything or anybody who runs into your life is, you know, there for a reason.
For a reason.
So I think, you know, God put me through here, and I'm sitting here today with everybody is because he wants me here and to spread the word, or, like, you guys to spread there your you word.
Those connections.
Yeah, networking, and if you guys need anything, just let me know. I'll try to cosplay, and yeah, I'll think about wearing the
love machine. Luchador and cosplay. You have to come with the
luchador.
I'll
bring some love.
I left my wallet at home. You bought me a burrito.
Come with the luchador character.
Okay, fine.
Who's your cool fans now that you know that you like? Like who's like send you the nicest messages?
Oh, like there's a lot of them. Like they, okay, I get like random messages through Facebook, and they would tell me, "Oh,
show me your tits."
No, I do get that. Honestly, guys. 98%, 90% of my fans are guys, right? Somebody went on Instagram. Yeah, you guys are.
I'm a fan.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Tremaine told you, like, so do you finally have a name for your fans? What are you talking, like, Thundercats?
Shooting Stars.
Shooting Stars. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, they're my Shooting Stars. Without them, I won't be able to fly.
Shout out to all the Shooting Stars.
No, but on Instagram, somebody messaged me and said, hey, if you post a sexy picture on request, I'm willing to pay you $25 upfront. $50 in your thongs. And I'm like, no, I'm not about that. Yeah. Okay. I was like...
Look at the... Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not about selling sex. I have dignity. I'm doing it for cosplaying, and you know, as a cosplayer, we don't like try to sell sex and all that stuff. We're doing it because we love our comics, we love our characters, and we just love the art of it. And so I told him, hell no. And he's like, and well, he just think about it in the future. I'm like, hell no. So yeah, I'm debating if I should block him or not.
No, keep him around.
But he was at least respectful in his approach.
He was. And he was like, just think about it. Well, you know, I'm not about the money. Like, you know, it's just about the art. So
what's this like? So you do it for free then?
Yes. You know, I don't charge. Well, I'm actually going to...
I'm going to show you my tip for
charge until I could.
I'm actually going to put up a little Facebook store on my page where I could sell like my cosplay prints.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely do that.
Yeah, somebody already asked me since I started.
Are you doing photo shoots in your...
I've done a
because that'll be pretty easy as far as to market is the prints of the photo shoots that you do. And
I'm just gonna start off small, and I'm just starting off brand new. Like, I don't know what to do, so right now I'm just doing my own pictures.
Exactly.
I mean,
Costco, you can make, even that's where I get prints on too, even Costco. You can't.
Right, and then I'm going to do my autograph on there, a little message for them if they do buy it, you know. I started
limited 6 months prints.
Ago? Yeah, I started 6 months ago, and a month later somebody asked me to do this. Yeah. And he's like, "Hey, I'm willing to pay $10 for your prints." And I was like, "Let me just
get some prints.
Let me just take it nice and slow here and open a store or something, do something." But I've just been really busy, so the store will probably be up in like a month or so. So
Ahimi Stars Enterprises.
For all you shooting stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
Thanks.
Yeah, where did you get it from?
Ahimi's technically my middle name. And stars, because I love stars, and they make me feel good when I look at them when I'm sad. Oh.
But you're not sad lately, right? I mean, you met
no, because
the,
I'm,
you with the activist.
I'm up there already. Like, I'm a star, so.
Exactly.
You know, like, not like a star, but like Ahimi Stars. My name has the star in it already, so I'm already up, you know, consider it. So I'm always happy.
A virtual venture capitalist. Shout out to Zachary Boone.
Oh, yeah. Somebody messaged me on Facebook and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know. You don't have to reply back. I know you're busy, but I just want to let you know I love your videos, what you're doing. Keep it up, because it really makes me feel good when I'm having a sad day."
See, now that's positive. It gives you more
drive. This is why I feel like I'm doing this. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I feel like my Holy Spirit keeps telling me to do it. So I do it because of these reasons. People actually enjoy it, and it makes their bad day at work happy and fun and not boring.
What were you saying? Stay goofy? Or?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that, yeah.
Damn, I just took her line out, huh? I tried fucking up the line.
No. Remember, stay goofy. Yeah.
That's our tagline for our next.
Well, for those of you listening live on LAPartyRadio.com, we'd like to thank you for listening to this show. We're going to go a little bit after hours, so if you listen to the podcast, you'll get a little extended edition.
I'm going to ask the classic, you know, hopefully the Ubisoft can give us a little commercial shout-out for Activate LA.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Say thank you for listening to Activate LA.
Radio drops. Yeah, so.
So what do I say?
You're listening to Activate LA Radio.
You're listening to Activate LA Radio Station. Woo! Stay goofy.
There we go. Nice.
Shout out to Dan Forden from Mortal Kombat. He'd be the guy that come out.
Toasty!
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah,
Toasty. That was most of our energetic sound over voiceover we've done yet.
Yo, Mortal Kombat was using the 808 when they do the uppercut. That bass, that was an 808.
808. Eight. Oh, motherfucking eight.
Big shout out to
Egyptian Lover.
Stop Plate Tectonics, too. Brought it, like, live, you know.
You know what? Stop Plate's coming up, man. That was some sick fucking live production he was doing.
Stay tuned for next week when Ray releases that footage of the Modern Funk Fest 2 when Egyptian Lover told him to stop filming me.
I was thinking about releasing it, you know. But I don't like, actually, Tremaine, because I was kind of pissed off.
Hey, do it now. Mm-hmm. You can do it. It's been a year. I think the statute of limitation has passed. You can put it out there.
No disrespect. You know, like, much love to Egyptian Lover, man. You know what I mean? He's an old school legend and everything, and he's the shits. But, you know, I got off after he was going like this, like, you know, like, telling me to cut it. But I thought he was telling me, I'm going to fucking kill it tonight. You know, and I went I went in because I had the wide angle lens, fish lens. I even went closer. He's like, so I was like, damn, I know, bro, you're gonna kill it. But he's telling me to cut the camera. You know, so I get on stage and he's like, and I'm like,
yeah,
boy. No, they're real. So I can imagine what he was thinking. Like, what's up with
this motherfucker?
Yeah, he's all like. So finally,
you put a J liquid on him.
Yeah, yeah. I went like, you know, because I had the white lens. So finally, big shout out to
you. Did a close up on him.
Yeah. Shout out to J liquid. The beaches in Baja.
No, big shout out.
What up, Jay?
Yeah, man, he hasn't been around. I'm gonna hit him up. But no, big shout out to Hot Homo. You know, finally came up. He's like, hey, dude, like, you know, you can record, but he doesn't want to. Egyptian Lover doesn't want to be recorded. You know, and I was like, cool. I mean, I'm just recording this shit for you guys. You know. But
now we're going to show that video for you guys.
Yeah, no, but then I come down and then there's everybody with the fucking cell phones. You know what I mean?
Is that the washing machine?
Oh, that's El Sonidito.
Oh, that
caught my... Dos, tres, gatos.
Oh, that shit.
That shit.
No, it's the good shit, not the bad shit.
I'm saving it for the musicality. Musicality, like...
Oh, okay, this is perfect for us. And someone...
Oh, yes. I don't...
Hey,
I like the dance routine they have.
See, like there, right there.
Oh man.
Tetas challenge!
Right there, look at that routine.
Look at that.
They're rolling on wheels.
That is perfect. Tetas!
Oh, really? Tetas challenge. Wow, right when I was blinking.
Oh, look at that, the movement though. He's like
in the hips.
Oh.
If you're just now joining us here on Watching YouTube, but you're watching the Hechiceros band with their hit, El Sonidito. You can spell Hechiceros. H-I-Z-E-R-O-S. Hechiceros band.
Yeah.
El Sonidito.
Dude, he's a rock star, though. Like he's just... Okay.
Shout out to the guy playing his keyboard with no fucking plugs anywhere near.
Oh, and I did my rant last night about DJs mixing with no headphones. I had deleted that shit next day. I was like, man, I'm like, Ray, you need to get your ass off of fucking Facebook, you know, and fucking rant. Because I was ranting, you know. But, yeah, dude, so, shit, we're getting close to the show. We'll do, I think we're going to shoot, well, we're going to shoot the musicale, and then what other, are we going to take some photos together?
Let's do the musicale right now.
Don't forget the medical challenge later.
Have you shown the moneymaker yet?
No. You want to record it?
Wait, the moneymaker?
Yeah.
He has to show
this is the active
okay,
already.
It's
official.
Yeah.
It's a jiggling thing.
No, it's not a jiggling thing.
What? Jiggler? I'm not in it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm not fucking with it.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell they're talking about for the record.
It sounds bad.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wasn't Richard Gere a gigolo? He stuck a gerbil up his ass.
Why is Reagan...
Is it a dance? Because
yes!
It is. I love it.
It's a dance machine. It's a dance routine that, man, how long have we been doing it? Active LA has been doing it.
Oh, let me record this shit.
That's what I'm doing.
Dude, where's my phone?
That's what I'm here for.
Dude.
Oh, you can do it after.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, this is the jam.
Uno, dos,
dos, tres, cuatro.
Eso. The moneymaker?
I'm surprised.
Okay.
And that's how Ray seduces current girlfriend.
Oh no, we have a
whole
channel. Hey guys, let's inform Ayumi about this hot towel situation.
Oh
no,
sure.
Hot towel theory.
Is Hustleology gonna tell us?
Hustleology, DR.
I don't think it's a theory. It's more like an application. Oh. You actually apply it.
Hustle towel application.
So are we still recording? I guess.
Yeah, break it down. Yeah, hold on.
So this is something they get me to share to every now and then. I told them a story once about this guy who worked at this office that I used.
By
to...
By this guy, he means him.
My friend. He we interned. I mean, I was an intern at this state.
Out.
I didn't get what?
That was the same face when Booker T said, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
So I used to intern at this this record label, and the other half of the company was a movie production company. And one of my friends who was on that side of the company, he called up people to get investors to invest in the films. And so me and him were really cool. He was a really cool dude, you know. And anyway, when he told me a story about exotic masseuses, how he gets exotic massages.
And at the end of the massage, when you after the lady massaging him makes him ejaculate, she takes a really hot hot rag with hot water on it and tosses it over his erection immediately after he finishes.
What does it do? Cool it down or something?
I would think it just cool drives you down. Crazy. It's a really hot rag, so after you finish, you know, it's very sensitive
it's
at
like
that
a
time.
Shock to the head.
Yeah.
Literally,
it's like I think it's like I think it's almost like how when you drop when people drop ice on top of each other.
Yeah, but how you like you just finished like you're sensitive. You're like
exactly. It's supposed to drive you. It's supposed to drive you crazy. It's supposed to clean. You know, she's cleaning you up after
maybe
she's finished.
Maybe lukewarm.
Yeah, she.
No, those towels are really hot. I went to massage parlor. Those towels are really, yeah, they're really hot.
Yeah.
If they would have asked me, did you die though? I would have been like, almost. But did you die though?
Yeah, that's a really crazy time to do that right after that.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
That's like I said, because the heat's probably expanding the blood vessels, getting all the like the things.
I like how you
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leo using both hands talking about those blood vessels expanding.
So now, so ever since then,
you don't want it expand.
Ever since I shared this with them, it's become a running joke. So they, you know, they call it the hot towel.
So we were like, give him a hot towel, like so whatever, like. Getting sexual.
What wasn't a joke was a trauma that guy felt when that hot towel hit his sack.
No, I think it's a thing that they do after you finish right on the phallus.
A new event called the hot towel theory. A new so.
Okay. Wait, what's this? What's gonna be like? Are we gonna hand out hot towels at the door?
Yeah.
Hot fire.
The hot fire.
Oh, okay.
We won't hand out hot towels, but we will hand out wet naps.
Yeah. But we're usually there like when it's getting lit up or it's getting crazy or like you're talking about some hot topic. She, like just throw them
like
a
she,
yeah.
She could easily clean them up. There's she could easily clean them up with a regular.
They talking about UV stars?
the masseuse, the exotic masseuse.
She could
use a wet wipe. She could use a cold rag, but the hot rag is supposed to be part of the driving you crazy
when
process.
When the guy sees that steaming hot square coming right at him, it's like all about the excitement.
Oh, like that's what it'd be like. Oh, I would think it'd be like crazy.
Cold
like.
Rag on that either.
She sees some shooting stars.
Shout out to
Star. You're a motherfucker. Hello, hot towel.
Shout out to Uncle Dale and Ned. It's coming right for us.
Yeah,
it's coming right for us.
I don't want to say my boy's name.
Like 100 so. Towels.
Oh, what kind of shooting star is that? The Milky Way shit?
The Milky Way.
Well said.
Damn.
And just like that, the show has went to third grade.
The Dirty Extended, indeed. Dirty Extended.
Oh, sorry wow. About that,
so
man.
That was our segue.
Good thing we didn't give alcohol to a Yumi stars, huh? Fuck.
I have a natural high.
Yeah.
Nice.
When you said segue, you reminded me of Paul Blart.
Mall Cop 2.
You actually saw that one?
I couldn't watch the whole thing. I really couldn't.
I've seen worse.
Would that worse be Ernest Goes to Camp?
Wait, whoa. Those Ernest movies were like, this may be nostalgia kicking in, but I like those Ernest movies. Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Goes to Camp.
Ernest gets a hot towel, dude. He gets
Ernest gets a hot towel. Ernest is almost doing as much shit as Madea.
That's funny. I could do that all by myself.
Shout out to Leo popping his collar and proclaiming himself real Tyler Perry.
Yeah, he proclaimed that shit.
Just the plays, man. I don't do that movie stuff.
Hey, were you there this first Saturday, Leo, at the anime spot?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
No, this Saturday I was in my bed.
I could be wrong, but every time you ask Leo about anything anime, I think he might not be fucking with Men's Group anymore.
No,
that's not true. It's just that, like,
every time he asks you, it just happens that you weren't there.
No, it's just he only goes every now and then.
Yeah,
Leo.
A lot of times Ben does stuff like on the Tuesdays things, and I can't. Most of the time I can't go to that. And usually for the Saturday ones, it's like I'm not. It's not on my like. I don't check the page regularly, so if they do something on Saturdays, often I just miss it. So. Yeah, and so that's pretty much what happened.
Fuck, right. Well, we're going to close this shit. We're going to do a musicality video, and then we're going to do the mannequin challenge. I've been wanting to do the mannequin.
But before that, shout out to Botas Picudas.
Oh, Botas Picudas. Hey, what do you think about these boots right here? What do you guys think about these cool boots right here? I want to get some for Halloween, next Halloween.
Here on Watching YouTube with Us, we're watching 3-Ball MTY with 3-Ball MTY with Intaltan. I don't even know how to say it. Intantalo featuring El Bebeto and America Sierra. El Bepito.
Oh, here you go. Where's the boot stuff?
Botas picudas.
So you say three balls. So are they all like, you know, Lance Armstrong then? Like, so each one got one ball. So it's three balls total?
Oh, no, they got like three. Like, and then ball is supposed to be like three ball, like tribal.
Oh, okay.
Three ball.
That's like the genre of the music.
Okay.
Three ball, empty Y.
That's a challenge. Oh, damn.
Nalgas challenge.
That was Nalgas challenge, huh?
Chichotas. Panochones.
Yeah, man. So here we go, man.
Actually, we never got to the Boca Picudas, but fuck.
They never showed up.
Shout out to Glow Energy Drinks.
Oh, Glow Beverages, man. Big shout out to them. Yeah, man.
Naked Juice.
Oh, yeah, I saw some botas picudas. Oh,
now that we're on double entendre drinks, you should ask that.
Oh, look. Watch. Yumi, what do you think about those boots?
Botas picudas.
Oh, shit. Where are those long pointing ones?
Oh, I'm thinking about getting some for, like, next Halloween. No, for real. Look, check this shit out.
Fuck those. Ooh. Fuck those shoes. Look at those shades.
You would definitely stand out.
I'll be in back of the girl like, what's up, girl?
Just,
what
like,
do you mean?
Your feet all day.
Yeah, you probably see them.
Look at that. I'll be behind the girl. What's up, girl? What do you mean you want to dance? Like, she's like, you're taking me too much.
What if, like, you start moving your feet up higher?
Yeah, I don't like how it's all floppy like that, man. I want my boots to be rigid and stiff.
I mean,
Leo don't fuck with that floppy shit.
Like that hardest.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just, like, flopping around.
Got me looking floppy in front of the ladies.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, we're gonna jump into that. Oh damn, man, I'm those boots though, man. I want some. Dude, you could drive with those motherfuckers, you know? You can.
I have to put the seat all the way back in order to drive it back.
I could be wrong, but I think you can't.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, you can you mix with that shit? Like,
unless you get your car from Garden and Nissan.
Beep, beep. Yeah, so, yeah, man, thank you guys for tuning in. Luckily, we're coming to an end of the show. You are just,
luckily.
Luckily for you.
Yeah.
Luckily for you.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's a rest. But, man, big shout out to Glow Beverages. Add them up. Check them out at glowbeverages.com on IG, Facebook, and Twitter, man.
I want to give a shout out to everybody that was entered the battle today for Only the Fresh. We got Clutch.
Clutch.
With the K.
With the K.
We got Thomas from France.
Diesel.
We got Sarah. Diesel. Sarah from Colombia.
Sugar Bob.
We got a B-Boy DM. We got Who else we got? We got you know, of course, the Beast of Boogie.
Yeah. Dre.
We got my man Cy. Cy, what was his name? Cy, not Psylocke.
That's her.
No, no, there's a dude.
You gotta get me out of your mind.
No. Is that a mask?
That's gonna be a tall, tall task.
Siren? Cy, PSY. You know, Cy, he, the first round he went against Boogie Beast.
Boogie Beast.
Beast of Boogie. Shit, who else we got?
Shit, I'm gonna give a shout out to Rod. I don't know, he's not tuning in.
Give a shout out to Rod.
Fucking the car.
They got a fucking. Nobody was fucking in the car. Like, you know the owner? Oh, you met the owner, right?
Is he that old guy?
Yes.
No. Is that older guy?
Older.
Sorry. Older. Adult man.
Was he that motherfucking player with the cane?
With the gangster limp? With the pimp
lip? Straight up, G shit.
He was watching me dance, and then he was like asking me what nationality I was.
Did you see when he licked his lips?
Like this? Or, was he like this?
Wait, hold up. You were dancing there too?
Yeah. Because one of the guys was teaching me how to pop.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
And Rod was trying to pop that.
Don't stop. Pop that, pop that.
Wait. So we're back on track. We're ending the show, right? So
actually,
we got more motivation, and we're gonna keep this shit going for your misery.
So big shout out to everybody that came down. Hopefully, we're gonna do it again in February. You know,
February.
Yeah. Like February.
Weather.
February. No. So yeah, don't forget. This Wednesday, December 21st, we're going to have Rhythm and Nuts
at Tokyo Beat, located at 319 East 2nd Street in the Tokyo Mall.
And yeah, so yeah, that's about it. Don't forget to add us on iTunes. If you guys want to listen to all our episodes, they're there. That's the only place where you can find them, unless, you know, if you guys ask us for the archives, then we'll send them. we've come very far, man, with the show and everything, man. We all we got a little fancy ringtone, you know. A big shout out to Heidi from the Dusty and Heidi show. That's her, you know.
Activated.
I like that.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Rosie from the Jetsons.
Yeah, not Rosie. But yeah, it does have that metallic feel to it. I like that.
Hey, didn't Rosie call George Mr. J just like Harley Quinn calls Joker Mr. J?
What the hell is George doing to Rosie
there? Right. Rosie called George Mr. J, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see Harley Quinn. I'm telling you, it's all a circle, bro. It's all there for you to find, bro. You just got to scratch the surface.
You just got to connect the dots.
I'll see you guys on the next one, man. You know. And
shout out to LAPartyRadio.com, IdentifyRadio.com, Ozone Energy Drinks.
Ernesto
Zamudio with BlueArtsDigital.com.
And thank you everybody for coming down. Leo, Yumi Stars.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
Sandro. You know, I know you're
tall as Shooting Stars.
Shooting Stars, yeah. Like
Shooting what?
Stars. Alright. See you guys on the next one.
Activate.
Al rato.
A shooting star in your eyes so you can show you where I come from?
I've seen one. Oh, no.